From Tidbits on July 30th, 2012, this is iPads, iPhones Propel Apple's $8.8 billion Q3 2012 Profit, written by Michael E. Cohen. Apple has reported slightly lower than expected profits for many of its products during its Q3 2012 time period. With revenues of $35 billion and net profits of $8.8 billion, $9.32 per diluted share, the company's revenues are up 22.4% compared to the year-ago quarter. Although the results disappointed analysts who had expected even higher profits and drove Apple's share price lower in after-hours trading, Apple did record its highest June quarter earnings ever. During the quarter, Apple sold 4 million Macs, a 2% increase over last year compared to a decline in PC sales during the quarter. This is the 26th consecutive quarter that Mac sales have outperformed competitors in the PC market. Moreover, according to Apple management during the call with analysts after results were announced, Mac sales would have been higher in the quarter if the recently released Macs, like the MacBook Pro with Retina display, had come out earlier in the reporting period. In particular, portables represented about 75% of Mac education sales. Though iPod sales continue their slow decline in a saturated market, the decline was less than expected, with 6.8 million of them sold. Analysts had predicted 5.9 million in iPod sales. iPhone sales increased 28% over the year-ago quarter, with 26 million sold. Analysts had predicted 29 million, bringing in $16.2 billion. Sales of the device to Fortune 500 companies more than doubled. In the analyst call, both CEO Tim Cook and COO Peter Oppenheimer pointed to rumors and speculation about the new products. But the lower-than-expected iPhone sales figures can also be attributed to Apple's established timeline of iPhone releases. It's also impressive that 26 million iPhones were sold, even with the expectation that a new iPhone is likely to appear in the next 3 months. The iPhone 4S arrived in October of 2011. iPad sales continued to shine, with 17 million sold as compared to 9.2 million sold in the same quarter last year. iPad sales brought in $9.2 billion in revenue. Sales of iPads to education purchasers, especially the low-cost model, were high. iPads outsold Macs in education by a 2-to-1 ratio. Apple's recent refocusing on education was also reflected in the 14 million downloads of the educationally oriented iTunes U app. Apple TV still remains a hobby, said Cook, with 1.3 million sold during the quarter. 4 million of the devices have been sold this fiscal year. Apple said that Apple continues to pull the string to see where it takes us. We're not ones to keep around products we don't believe in. Overall, Apple sold 45 million iOS devices during the quarter, which is almost 11% of the 410 million iOS devices that have been sold since Apple started making them. This should please developers who have received a total of $5.5 billion from App Store sales since inception. The iTunes Store, which includes music and video in the iTunes Store, apps in the App Store and the Mac App Store, and books in the iBook Store, accounted for $1.8 billion in sales this quarter. The retail Apple Store saw slightly increased sales year over year, bringing in $4.1 billion in revenue. Once again, about 50% of the sales through the retail stores were to first-time Apple buyers. Apple ended the quarter with $117.2 billion in cash, $81 billion of which was held offshore. And in an announcement that should please stockholders if not analysts, Apple said that a quarterly dividend of $2.65 per share would be paid out on August 16th. Future dividend amounts and dates will be announced at the same time as quarterly results from now on. All in all, even in the face of a strong dollar resulting in lower international revenues, even with the anticipated release of the next iPhone adversely affecting sales of the current model, and despite the overenthusiastic analyst expectations, it was yet another exceptional quarter for Apple. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Bare Bones, Nuance, Crash Plan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.